Ray Peterson has already lost one leg to diabetes. On his remaining foot, there's a deep wound, and it's not healing. It's not getting better because of the diabetes. He could lose his second leg. His doctor is taking the dressing off Peterson's wound. The wound is ugly. It looks like someone drilled a quarter-sized hole deep into Peterson's foot. The wound smells bad. And then the doctor finds maggots. The blowfly larvae are squirming around in there. The doctor is not surprised, though. He put the maggots there a few days ago. It's part of the treatment to save Ray Peterson's leg. They're not exactly the kind of maggots you'd find in your garbage can, but they're similar. Last summer, the FDA approved maggots as medical devices. The maggots eat the dead tissue, not the live flesh. In a process researchers don't completely understand, the maggots actually clean and disinfect the wound much better than a surgeon could. Apparently, they're attracted to the bacteria in the dead tissue. Ray Peterson is in his doctor's office, trading in some big, full maggots for some new hungry ones. The old fat maggots are washed off with saline. The doctor has to dig around with the tweezers to get a few strays out. Ray Peterson says he doesn't mind seeing the process.
I enjoy watching him, truthfully.
The doctor cleans the wound a bit more and then places tiny new maggots on it with a small spatula.
Gourmet dinner.
Gourmet dinner.
There are plenty of maggot jokes as Dr. Gerald Dowling and the nurses work on Peterson's foot. Dr. Dowling says that he has become comfortable with the maggots, but many healthcare professionals are not.
Actually, the patients react much better than the doctors. Every patient that I've done it on has been very excited about it. They're enthusiastic. I can't say that's always the case for the medical community at large. I've had some doctors tell patients, if you have maggots on your foot, don't come in my office. But I think that that will go away with time the more it's accepted.
The new maggots start moving around as soon as they feel warmth and smell food. Dr. Dowling and his nurses quickly contain them with a bandage.
We build a cage around the wound. We'll put the maggots in, cover up the cage, and we'll leave it there for 2 to 3 days. And during that time, the maggots will increase in size 2 to 3 times. And then when they come in, we'll take the cage off and wash the maggots out with saline solution and look at the wound and decide if it needs another application or not.
Several clinical studies have been conducted on the maggot treatment. The results have been overwhelmingly good. But because the idea is so repulsive to many patients or their doctors, the practice is still not widespread. Robert Root Bernstein is a professor of physiology at Michigan State University. He co-wrote the book Honey, Mud, Maggots, and Other Medical Marvels.
Taking a maggot or a bunch of maggots and putting them into a wound and then watching them crawl around in there is not something that most people find appealing. And it's usually okay for the patient. The patient doesn't actually have to look. It's the practitioners who have to actually deal with these squirmy little things and put them in and take them out who seem to have most of the problem with the therapy.
Root Bernstein says maggot therapy might catch on. That's because doctors are seeing more and more diabetic wounds as the rate of diabetes keeps going up in the U.S. When medicines such as antibiotics don't work on stubborn wounds, patients and doctors sometimes turn to the maggot therapy as their last hope for recovery. Ray Peterson found out about maggot therapy when his daughter saw an article in a local newspaper. He says at first his friends were a little put off, but then started kidding him about the procedure.
They call me Maggot Man. Just for a joke. I go along with them.
You're a pretty good sport about all this.
Oh, yeah. Well, you gotta be.
And Peterson says the good-natured ribbing is sure a lot better than the alternative. Peterson also thinks if people can get past the ick factor, the maggot treatment might save more people's limbs. For the GLRC, I'm Melissa Ingalls.